You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. During the next hour, you will gain valuable, life-changing information to rewire your mind from your everyday life into an extraordinary new way of living. Join Elena as she shares universal principles that will create the life you have been dreaming of.
What I wanted to talk about today was I wanted to talk about forgiveness in its real form. I'm currently reading the book right now called Disappearance of the Universe by Gary Renard. And if you want to really understand the course a little bit better on a more infinite level, I suggest everybody either download the book and either read it or buy the book or listen to it. It's a very informative book. And what's really interesting about it when it talks about A Course in Miracles is that it talks about how the course is really not going to be something of the mainstream. Who likes to be ahead in the world? Who likes to be kind of advanced and everything like that? Who likes that? I know I do. Yeah. Well, the course will not even be really into the mainstream for another 500 years. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah. So talk about being really ahead of the curve here. So when it talks about forgiveness, it talks about forgiveness offers everything that I want. What could you want forgiveness could not give? Do you want peace? Forgiveness offers it. Do you want happiness, a quiet mind, a certainty of purpose, and a sense of worth and beauty that transcends the world? Do you want care and safety and the warmth of sure protection always? Do you want quietness that cannot be disturbed and gentleness that can never be hurt? A deep abiding comfort and a rest so perfect it could never be upset. Now, a lot of times what we think about, when we think about forgiveness is, you did something wrong to me and I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to forgive you. What forgiveness actually says is it takes old trapped energy of something in front of us that is bringing us upset and all this little chemical cocktail that's sitting in our system right now has always been in our system. And all this person or this thing is doing is allowing us the ability to release it. And why is this so important? Well, if we kind of talk about law of attraction, it basically clears the old stagnant energy of saying, you know, maybe I want peace, or maybe I want abundance, or maybe I want to feel better about myself in a certain situation. It's allowing all that old stagnant energy to just come up and be released, to come up and be looked at with this higher awareness of your mind. And that higher awareness is that right-minded thinking, that right-minded part of the brain that is not in fight, flight, or fear, but that right-minded part of the brain that is of creation, that is of infinite possibilities. Because once we put our awareness on something that's happening, let's say, for example, something that's happening in the world, something that's happening with a friend or a relative, it's basically a particle of something. And when we put our awareness on that particle, which is completely neutral in the world, but once you put a judgment on it, once you put a label that's on it, it's good, it's bad, it's whatever it is, at that point, what happens is that now it becomes in your awareness, and that product, that particle becomes tainted, and that particle becomes part of your identity. See, look, I knew that they did that. See, look, I knew that, when all it really is it's a particle that you're putting on it, whether it's good or bad. And now all of a sudden you have that particle that is basically creating the life that you're living right now. So when you're forgiving it, when you're saying, okay, I forgive this, and it doesn't mean I pardon it. It doesn't mean, you're not really a good person, but I'm just going to let you be over here. All you're doing is you're forgiving all the stagnant energy that's been in your awareness, that's been in your chemical construct of your body for quite some time. You're allowing it to come to the surface to let that right-minded thinking just take over it without your latching a label onto it, and you're allowing it to pass. Almost like like we said in the earlier classes, you're allowing, it's almost like a plane flying through the sky. You're just allowing it to pass. If you don't give it that attachment, if you don't give it that energy, then what happens is that it can pass within 90 seconds. And no matter how deep it is in there, because sometimes it passes with just one time of doing it. Sometimes it takes several hundred times, several thousand times to allow it to pass. But what's really great about it is that when it talks about what forgiveness gives, it basically, it takes the, it neutralizes it. And what it does is it offers you with forgiveness, happiness, a quiet mind, a certainty of purpose, a sense of worth and beauty transcended in the world. The world says this is an ego-based world. That's one of the things that I've learned from this book, is that this is not the world of God. This is not the world of the consciousness of what our true nature is. This is an ego-based world that we're living in. Forgiveness transcends all that. Forgiveness said, oh, it's just stagnant energy. It's an opportunity to let all the stagnant energy leave, to let it go from my awareness. I don't need to engage in it. Yes, please.
Elena, one of the things that I learned through the course is there are two kinds of forgiveness. One is the kind that you're speaking about. Mm-hmm. But there's another kind, which is the forgiveness to destroy, is what they call it in the workbook. Mm-hmm. And forgiveness to destroy is what you were talking about, where I assume a higher level of goodness as I look down on you for your past transgressions. And out of the goodness of my heart, I say that I will act as if, or not take note of what you just did in my behavior with you, but I hold on to it in my mind. So that's forgiveness to destroy. And of course, what we're doing in that case is we're making a judgment about ourselves and the other person as being not the same, not equal. So there really is no forgiveness in the true sense of what you are talking.
In the true sense of the world. In the true sense of the world, when you pardon someone, there is no forgiveness in the true sense of the world. But what's really interesting is that when we hold judgment, when we hold a grievance on someone, when we hold any of that in our system, what happens is that gets stored in the body. That gets stored, and you don't know what it does to your mind when that happens, when all this was for your ability to just release the energy for it. Because let me ask you a question. How do I move on from a friendship, a relationship, to something better? And again, we'll go back into law of attraction, when I'm still holding the grievance of the person that just wronged me. How do I, with that same energy in my system, in my awareness, if I don't forgive that energy, if I don't release it, how do I move on to something better, even though I'm sitting here saying I want something? And, you know, people are not going to act the way that we want them to act. And for them to live up to our measurements, our standards of everything, it's impossible. And it's also impossible for us to live up to theirs.
Yeah.
And so go ahead, please.
So one of the ways that I get unstuck in forgiveness is, in the course, it says somewhere, people just make mistakes. Even Jesus on the cross said, forgive them, Lord,
they know not what they do.
So, like, you know, people screw up. So it's not so hard to forgive a mistake. If I look at the actual transgression, I could get caught up. You stole money. You hurt me. You killed my brother, whatever it is. You can get really hold on to the passion of transgressions. But if I can see it as, you know what, they just made a mistake, that allows me personally to let go of it. Because we all make mistakes. I make mistakes. So if I can see what people say or people do. You know, they're just making mistakes. It's they just don't know any better. They're making a mistake, and then I don't have to get caught up on it. I don't have to hold on to it. I don't have to seek vengeance or justice. I just can let it go.
And the thing is, too, is that forgiveness, it frees you. It releases
yes,
you.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's the ultimate freedom. It's like, I remember I was watching, it was, I think it was like the Oprah Winfrey show one time. And there were several people that were on a panel, and it was all these people who had relatives that were killed, murdered. And the one gentleman, he was talking about his son that was murdered. And he said, and he was the only one that sat there, and people attacked him for this. And he said, forgive. He said, because what it does is it sets you free.
Yeah.
And it releases you. I mean, it's like Bart's Blue Star, really great example. Her son was killed, or her son was an army guy who was killed in, there was some sort of a massacre that was in Houston. And it was about a soldier that just went off on all these other soldiers. Yeah. And what happened was, is that she, instead of holding a grudge against the gentleman who killed her son, well, what can I do to heal people in this world? She found a children's program, Bart's Blue Star, and it starts to heal kids at an earlier age that this doesn't happen. It all happens yeah. from a sense of pain in the world. No one in this world will never see peace until the people in this world have peace in their hearts. And yeah. we are in an ego-based world. So all of this, all forgiveness offers you and more, all of the things of happiness, quiet mind, certainty, freedom, release, all this forgiveness offers you and more. It sparkles on your eyes as you awake. And it gives you joy, which to meet the day. It soothes your forehead while you sleep. It rests upon your eyelids so you see no dreams of fear, evil, and malice and attack. And when you awake, it offers you another day of happiness and peace. All this forgiveness offers you and more. Forgiveness lets the veil be lifted that hides the face of Christ from those who look with unforgiving eyes upon the world. This world is not based upon forgiveness, but if you want to see a world of forgiveness, if you want to see heaven on earth, and that is the one thing about Jesus. Let's go back to that for a second. In the book, Disappearance of the Universe, the more forgiveness you have, the less judgment you have on the world, the less identified you are with the body, which is the 3D consciousness. The more you are actually identified, and again, the less you're identified with this, Dr. Joe Dispenza says it, on matter meaning the body. Jesus was identified with spirit. And with that spirit, from the book, Disappearance of the Universe, the less identified you are with that, the less identified you are with fear, the less identified you are with physical pain. Pretty cool stuff, right? So mm-hmm. the more you're identified with what they call 5D consciousness, what they call spirit.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? This is a reminder that the resort will be conducting our annual fire systems test at 11 a.m. All guests and residents may disregard the alarm and strobe lights, but Marriott hosts must report to the evacuation protocol. Again, this is a reminder that the resort
I forgive the fire alarm. Oh my goodness. So forgiveness.
You know, an example I have, I struggle, as you know, forgiving my sister for not being part of helping take care of mom. Mom has been mine for 20 years, and even now, as mom dies, my sister shows up for an hour to have a cup of coffee and then leaves. And in my heart, I'm just furious that it falls to me to do everything. And so I remind myself that my sister is just making a mistake. And when I do that, I physically feel the release. I mean, I can go to sleep when I think about it's just a mistake. I'm renewed. I'm almost jubilant. I can be with her in a more healthy way than when I'm with her and I'm holding on to this grievance. And it's interesting that she is finally stepping up to the plate. She's coming today, because now it takes two of us every day to take care of mom. So it's me and the aide all day, every day, taking care of mom. And I asked my sister, I said, will you not please help me? I said, I'm dying here. I'm hanging on by a thread. Will you not come help me half the days of the week? But she didn't commit to that, but she's coming up today to help. And she'll stay for more than a cup of coffee. I said, you can't just come for lunch. I said, you're welcome to eat, but you got to work when you're here. You're not a guest.
And
do not come
you know
as
what?
A guest.
And you know what we're going to do too? At the end of the class, we're going to actually do a forgiveness technique, which is going to be part of our meditation. So what we'll do is let's go ahead and just hold on to that for a second. And we're going to take that and we're going to have a little technique that's going to help you release that. So forgiveness lifts the veil that hides the face of Christ from those who look with unforgiving eyes in the world. It lets you recognize the Son of God, and clears your memory of all dead thoughts that embrace your Father and can arise across the threshold of your mind. What would you want forgiveness cannot give? What gifts but these are worthy and can be sought? What fancied value, trivial effects, and transcend promise, never to be kept, can hold more hope than what forgiveness brings? It clears the path. It clears all the stuff out. It clears all the stuff out too within the three chakras, the mind, the heart, and the stomach, which are really, really wonderful for creation. Creation meaning even law of attraction, which is really kind of nice. If all those are cleared, then I become a fine-tuned fork for creation, like a tuning fork. You tap it and zzzz all the way through. What would you seek but answer to other than the answer that will answer everything? Here is perfection answered and given to imperfect question, meaningless requests, heartfelt wishes to hear, and less than half diligence and partial trust. Here is the answer. Seek for it no more. You will not find it. You will find it nowhere else instead. God's plan for salvation cannot change, nor can it fail. Be thankful it remains exactly as planned. Changelessly, it would stand before you like an open door with a warm welcome calling from beyond the doorway, bidding you to enter in and make yourself at home where you belong. Here is the answer. Would you stand outside where all of heaven awaits you within? Forgive and be forgiven as you would give, you will receive. There is no plan but this for salvation of the Son of God. Let's rejoice today that it be so, for here we have the answer plain and beyond dissent. It is simplicity. All complexities of the world spun of fragile cobwebs disappear before the power of majesty. An extreme simple statement is true. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase this a little bit. The world can give no gifts of any value to a mind that has received what God has given as its own. God's salvation be received today, and its intricacies of your dreams no longer hide in the nothingness from you. So forgiveness offers everything that I want. Today, I have accepted this as true. When we start to forgive and we start to put our ideas and our beliefs aside of what we think things should be like, and we offer this energy, this old blocked energy in our minds, and we allow it to be released, because what happens is that the energy that we hold in our minds and in our awareness is our energy. These demands and expectations that we give on other people is really our energy. And even though there are situations that, yes, I need some help. Yes, I need someone to come in. Yes, I need this to be done a certain way. Sometimes people are not even of the right mind to even be able to give that to us. But just the release of allowing us to have that old stagnant energy just go into that right-minded thinking. And it's not even a need for us to even fix it ourselves. Because if our true nature is peace, love, joy, happiness, and abundance, then really the only thing that's standing in the way of it is our own self-construct that we've made. And in this world, this is part of our learning experience, that all we need to do is just allow this to come up to the surface and be released. But a lot of times what we do is we hold it, we repress it, and just we forget that, remembering that the gifts of forgiveness gives, we undertake our own practice today. And there are going to be upsets and challenges that are going to come up into our lives. But as we forgive, we clean out that old stagnant energy and we allow ourselves to be in creation, to start to create the world that we want, to start to have infinite possibilities, infinite creation. And we basically start to become more of who we truly are in nature, who we are creators by nature. I mean, my goodness, it says that, you know, we can create mountains, we can create abundance, we can create everything that's in our world. And so we start to align ourselves to more of that creative power within us. But a lot of times we have to remove those blocks. And a lot of times even too, another big reason why we want to have this forgiveness in our hearts, because when you hold on to that stagnant energy can come out as cancer. It can come out as diabetes. It can come out as, parts of our body that starts to break down because we put these demands and expectations on our body and it holds it. If it wasn't properly digested, if it wasn't properly released, and a lot of us are taught at a very young age, be seen and not heard, and it's sitting in our awareness and it's sitting down in our physical bodies. And if we don't release it, and that's all this stuff is that's out in front of us, is just this ability to just release it. I release it. Well, what do I really want to feel? I want to feel this instead. I want to feel that. It's almost like you're not letting the five-year-old rule the show anymore. The five-year-old you that held on to it in the first place, that, you know, was being kicked around in the playground or saw something that, you know, your parents went through and that held on to it. And you're just allowing yourself to release that old stagnant energy and saying, okay, little five-year-old me, what do you need? What do you need? Do you need a hug? Okay, let's give you a hug. Do you need do you need to feel better? Okay, let's give that to you. And so you just allow that to go up. And so does anybody have any questions at all of the reading so far?
I think I was just going to add to that too. I think when I am on my journey of forgiveness, you constantly think like, oh, I've graduated. And then you come back to another thing that you have to heal. But in terms of forgiving others, I think there was a huge component of myself of not forgiving myself for allowing things to occur to me, whether were of the idea you attracted or not. When you're a child, like you said, like up to 7 or something like that, you know, obviously there are some things that probably are karmically in your path that you're supposed to take at that point, but you kind of like, you're powerless. And a lot of times as a child, you feel powerless. So there was a sense of like going back in time for all these different places where I didn't speak up or I allowed other people to treat me not good at that point, to forgive myself and then say, I'm safe and I am powerful. because if I was in that more confident state, I don't think I would have allowed that stuff. But you don't know when you're a kid and then you're growing up.
And that's the thing too, is that, and you hit it on the nail right there when you said that you allow, you are powerful and you are confident, but you know, when you're 5 years old and you don't have these tools and you're basically on the means of survival of your family members, your parents and your teachers and everything like that. And, you know, somebody tells you you're bad or something happens. What happens is that you take this little identity of I'm a bad child or I shouldn't speak up or whatever. And you place that identity onto who you truly are. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that if you have this perfect you that comes into this world, if you are of your maker, infinite potentiality, infinite creation, or again, of your maker or this pure energy that you are when you come into this world. And then what happens is that somebody kicks you on the playground or a teacher tells you you're a bad student or whatever. So what happens is that this is you in this form. And then you take this little fragmented part and you say, okay, no, this is me. I'm a bad student. I'm a bad girl. I'm a bad child. I'm a bad this or whatever. And you allow that. And then that sits and then you start to cry and your teacher, you know, sits there and gives you a dirty look or your class starts to laugh at you. You repress that down into your awareness and it just sits there. And what happens is that sits there in your awareness. So then like, let's say you're an adult, it runs in cycles and that makes it true. So now let's fast forward to 30 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, whatever that is. And that starts to, and somebody out here comes into your awareness and they bring, and you're just looking at them being a jerk out here. And what happens is that you're not realizing that they're just doing their own thing. It really has nothing to even do with you. They might even be really hurting or maybe even be in their own turmoil that you're not even aware of. And what happens with you is that your energy level, all this stuff that this false sense of self or 3D consciousness or this identity starts to come up in you. And what happens is it becomes a perfect match to the shitstorm that's happening out in front of you. Well, what happens is that true forgiveness, according to the Course, true forgiveness is basically just allowing that energy to, okay, I'm going to take the story off of this person or this situation. I'm going to allow this story to just be there. And I'm going to say, okay, this is coming up in me and this is stuff that's coming up in me. And as it's not even really about this person out here. I'm just going to allow this energy to come up, this demand, this expectation, this icky, nasty energy. I'm going to allow it to come up. And as a matter of fact, let's do that as a little tool for right now. So I want you guys to just close your eyes for a second and close your eyes for a second. And let's look at some energy that is, or something that's going on in your life right now that is causing you upset. I know Lee has a very fresh one that's going up in her mind with everything with her sister, maybe feeling disappointed, maybe feeling abandoned, especially during her time of need. And what I want you to do, and you're probably, if you really want to, use this as a great tool for the day. What I want you to do is just closing your eyes and allowing this energy to really surface and really kind of focus on where this energy is coming up for you. Is it coming up from your gut? Is it coming up from your chest? Really focus on where this energy is in your body, this upset is. And wherever it is in your body that's coming up, allow it. Just allow it. Just allow it. And as a matter of fact, if you have you could either call it Holy Spirit. You can call it your angels, your right-minded thinking. You can call it your higher self, whatever it is. Allow this energy to just freely come up, closing your eyes and just allowing this energy to just freely surface. And allowing this part of your mind, again, higher self, angels, highest awareness, highest good, godlike self, whatever it is you want to call it, to look at it with you. And as you're doing that, watching your breathing, if your breathing is a little shallow, let yourself know it's okay to let this, it's okay. It's okay to allow this to surface. It's okay. Just allowing all this energy to surface right now, surfacing up to the top, just allowing it. Clean it out. Cleaning out, like cleaning out an old dirty closet. Just allowing it to come up, surfacing up to the top. It's not going to hurt you. Nothing about this energy will hurt you. May feel a little uncomfortable, just allowing it to come up, allowing it to surface up to the top. And just asking that highest awareness, again, Holy Spirit, angels, whatever it is you want to call it, to look at it with you. And anything that surfaces, allowing this healing energy that's looking at it with you and saying, anything that's not of you, I give this to you for purification, correction. You be a little scientist and just whatever phrase works best for you. I always say, I surrender this feeling to you, and whatever doesn't belong to you, I ask you to correct it. I just want to be free from it so I can be in creation. And just allowing it to surface, allowing it all to come up, allowing it all to come up, allowing all this energy to come up. And as this energy comes up and as it goes away, what would you like to feel instead? Maybe more freedom? Just freeing yourself. Maybe more peace, peace in your mind. More love in your heart. Whatever that is for you, can you give yourself that feeling instead? Just giving yourself the feeling that you'd like to feel instead. And if you can't grasp that feeling right now, maybe even bringing yourself back to an earlier time where you felt love, where you felt peace. Doesn't matter the form that brought you there, the feeling was always in you. And just giving yourself that instead. Or even if just the feeling of not feeling abandoned or not feeling left by yourself, if you could even take maybe that small you that bought into that decision in the first place, if you could imagine taking that small you and bringing that small you on your lap and just giving him or her the love that she or he needs. Almost like a big hug. Because all you're doing now is just allowing the energy to flow. How does that feel? Does it feel better? Because the world
feels good.
The world is not going to offer you anything. This world filled with egos is not going to offer you anything. Don't look for your peace in this world. You will not find it. Your peace begins in the inside of your mind first. And all that stuff that comes up, all that static, all that icky feeling, all that stuff that comes up is just old stagnant energy. Is all it is a blockage. It's a blockage to who you truly are. And then you get to a point where you remove enough blocks and you can actually experience heaven on earth. And then you can actually get yourself to a point where you start to realize that okay, well, this person is in my awareness, and now it's just an opportunity to just let go of this old stagnant energy, or the situation is in my awareness, and it's just an opportunity to let that go. So what I want to do is, yes, please.
I'm just saying that, I guess that's like a miracle for me, because as I've been purging and like kind of retraining my thoughts, like on a really diligent basis, which is not easy. It's like, you know, but it's like really the work that you have to do. But like also going back in time and replaying and revising, when I've had people come into my awareness that are probably a test, if you will, or like to test how, have you got
exactly
it.
Exactly what it is.
Where they're kind of so adamant about telling you what, you know, what you should do. You're like, you're never going to have that. Let's just pick, for example, like, you know, like being a singer. So I'm not really on that path anymore, but let's just use that as an example. Like, I want to be, and there's so many people like, that's not a real job. You're never going to be it. Right. That's kind of what's happened in the last few weeks as I've been purging more. And you're just kind of like, it's funny, because at first people are very attacking. So maybe it is a test, but it's also, like you said, their own emotions, because they're afraid to go after their dreams, or they're afraid to dream big, or they're afraid. But once you get to this place of like, where you're like, I am, and I am God, so I am a creator, you do leave all that behind. And then you start to really manifest from a position of like peace, but also just things come easier. But obviously the doubts come in, and you work on those things. But there are so many outside sources that want to try to get you back into the ego. And it does, it's jarring at first, because you're like, why are you attacking me? I'm trying to do, you know what I mean? But at the same point, once you settle down and then you get back to that place, I've been able to say, like when you're doing the meditation right now, I was able to say like, thank you for reminding me how friggin' powerful I am. Thank you for reminding me that I can create the life of my dreams. You don't get to tell me, you know what I mean, what I am or the limits, you know, at that point. So it's was switching
the trigger,
because it was like so many people wanted to, you know, and whether that's a reflection of you or them and whatever have you, it doesn't make a difference, because the illusion is the same.
And the thing is too, is that they're showing you where you bought into the illusion in the first place. That's all they're showing
you. Absolutely. Yeah. And also in a third dimensional being, most, I'd say 90% of the world is only going to believe that they, you know, something physical or whatever have you.
Absolutely.
So, like at that point, you really have to be strong in your convictions, especially on a spiritual path at that point, because the world will tell you all this stuff is nonsense, right? You can't heal yourself. You know, this is it, you know, somebody's that passing. However, as I've leveled up, and this is Lee for you, as you release a lot of the negative energy, which is hard to do in grief, it comes and goes. But as I've done that more, I've been more connected. My dad's always been around, but I've been able to have him come through in a visitation in my dreams as our consciousness gets higher, because I'm bridging the gap between heaven and whatever you want to say. Heaven.
You're lifting the veil.
Right. So as you release it, but the outside world will always constantly try to make you go back to this set, because that's how you have control. So when you were doing the meditation, it was just really like profound, because I was kind of jarred this week a little bit, because I'm like, I'm doing the right, I thought I was in a good, you know, but it came up and I'm like, you know what? Thank you for reminding me that I am God and I am powerful and I am, you know, a creator, you know, so this doesn't have the charge it once did. And it's a reminder of what I'm, you know, what I need to work still on. So it's powerful to then step back and just say like, oh, thank you for reminding me. Not that you want to go through it all. You know what I mean? Sometimes you want to just have a nice night, but at that point, you know, now when you level up, you start to see it from the perspective of what is this teaching me? Why did I attract this? Oh, okay. I got this. Now I understand. It's to remind me that charge no longer has a place in my life. I've released it. And now I just have to recognize when it comes up, doesn't bother me. Thank you. I got it. I can create whatever I want. I want to go do this. I want to do that. You know? So it's like, it's touch and go, but it's that's what came up for me when you were doing the meditation. So yeah, it was powerful.
And that's the thing too. That was the one thing about Jesus, which is the biggest misunderstanding about him, is that he was teaching us. We tend to look at him as like, okay, well, you know, And also too, I'm going to go back to even like Gandhi, like all these wonderful creators. What it is that these creators that were in life, all they were really doing is they were a representation of what we have the power to do They were teachers. They were not something that, you know, are like an idol. It's basically, they're saying that, you know, you have the power to do this too. You have the power to create as well. You have the power to be in. Jesus's whole thing was forgiveness. So was Gandhi's. His whole thing was on the level of form and the 3D consciousness and the level of what's the word that Joe Dispenza uses on matter, which is the body consciousness. That is the level of you hurt me, my ego, your ego, and stuff like that. And that's all on a level of ego based level, you versus me, me versus you. That's a, what do they call it? Not quantum physics takes it more into the new plutonium level is the old way of thinking, 3D consciousness, body consciousness, the quantum, what was it called? The quantum theory is more of it's metaphysical. It's more of relating in minds. It's relating beyond body consciousness. It's relating on a higher level. It's not being in the world. It's not being in the world. It's not being of the world. It's, you know, you can be in the world, but you cannot be of it. It's relating on a totally different level, which again, this world does not know that. This is a very ego-based world. Everything in this world is ego-based. There's some beautiful elements to the world, and you can experience heaven on earth, but you have to ask yourself, where's your state of mind? And the only way to really accumulate that state of mind is to be in the level of forgiveness. And that doesn't mean on the level of, you know, you pissed me off. That means on the level of, okay, you're out in my awareness and you did something that doesn't sit right with me, but what is it bringing up in me that I need to look at? And let's just take you out of the equation. But what is this uncomfortable, icky, nasty feeling that's bringing up for me? And a lot of times when we want to accumulate abundance, when we want to accumulate a peace of mind, when we want to accumulate nicer friends, nicer significant others, those parts of ourselves are coming up for a reason. And those parts of ourselves are an opportunity to get us one step closer to what it is we actually want, to the life that we want to live. Isn't that cool that some asshole out there can actually give you an opportunity to get closer to maybe the guy that you want or the girl that you want, or maybe a better friendship with people that you want, or a better relationship with a family member that you want? Isn't that cool? But a lot of the times we don't look at it like that because we're not trained to look at it like that. What's really cool about all this stuff that's going on right now is that we have the ability right now, and we have so much knowledge in front of us to actually train our minds to do that. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's really wonderful that we have the ability, no matter how many screwed up thoughts we have in our mind throughout the day, and we have a lot of them because I've been doing mine for 50 years. Some people have been doing theirs for 30. Some people have been doing, and it's, I'm gonna tell you something, to rewire that old programming, you need to allow that old programming to leave. And that is such a wonderful opportunity. Oh, that SOB said that to me. Wait. That's the ego's way of looking at that. Let me see. Let me backtrack for a second. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to allow myself to maybe allow this energy to come up. Let me forgive it. And let me let this higher awareness, godlike self, whatever it is you want to call it, source, Holy Spirit, I'm going to allow this to look, to have this higher awareness. As a matter of fact, what's even more cool about it is that I don't even have to think about it. I could just allow the energy to come up and go. That's it. And just let it pass. If I need to maybe insert a feeling of feeling good, great. Or I could just let it pass and let it be and let it go. Either way, the more I do it, the more I train my mind. And guess what? I get to have from that freedom. How cool is that? They said the truth shall set you free. Well, in the course, it really talks about, and actually a lot of old age wisdom talks about your freedom and your truth are basically one and the same, because who you truly are in spirit before you took on this form, this identity of who it is you think you are right now, you are abundant. You are peace. You are joy. Have you ever talked to somebody who's had a near-death experience? A lot of people come back and they're pissed. They're like, oh my God, I felt so good. I felt so loved. I felt so welcome. Well, you know what? What's really cool, when you remove all these little intricacies of your identity, and that's really what you're removing from all of that. When you remove all these, I need you to do this a certain way, I need the world for this. When you remove all of that, you're removing that 3D consciousness. You're removing that level of matter. And you also can be in the world, but you can actually experience heaven on earth. You can actually experience what it is to truly be free. When Gandhi was assassinated, he blessed his killer. He blessed him. He said, you're going to shoot me, but you know what? I'm only in form right now. I'm infinite. I'm infinite creation. I'm infinite possibility. I'm infinite. I bless you. When Nelson Mandela left jail after being in jail for 27 years, he said, if I hold on to this grief right now, if I hold on, he said, I may be free in body, I'm not free in mind. So therefore, I let it go. I let it go. And look at what he's created in the world. So we can have freedom of mind, and we don't have to condemn ourselves. We don't have to be in this, I'm going to hold a grudge on you. As a matter of fact, it could even be something as simple as just saying, you know what? You did this to me, and you know what? I just don't want to hold a grudge. You ever heard of that old saying that, you know, being pissed off at somebody is like drinking the poison and expecting them to die? When you're holding a grievance, when you're holding a grudge, that's exactly what you're doing. And the ego mind is so freaking tricky. It will sit here and say, yeah, but they did this. Yeah, but they did that. And what's really interesting, or yeah, but I need that right now. And what's really interesting is that your ego playing its little tricks on you, saying, come over here. Let's bind you to the chains of this experience even longer. Whereas your true freedom lies in just releasing your mind from it completely. So does anybody have any questions at all?
Yes, I have one.
Yes, sir.
So is it useful, or does it have any benefit to speak to the people who you think have wronged you, to communicate like how you feel they've wronged you, if you have that opportunity to talk to them, or is that just punishing yourself more?
So I think that's such a great question. I think the best thing for you to do is the ego will have this conversation, and it'll have this conversation where we'll be completely attacked. The highest awareness will have this conversation with yourself, will clear out the energy that's making you upset. And sometimes you can have a conversation with that person when you've cleared out your own energy. If you feel you have the need to have that conversation, you can have it from a higher awareness that basically does not attach you to the incident, does not attach you to the upset, does not attach you to the grievance with the person. It just allows you to have that conversation from a level of your own perspective, from your own perspective of freedom. It allows you to have it from that. And that does not, again, that's a level of just freedom. And sometimes when you just clear out your own energy, you don't even need to have the conversation. So once you've cleared out your own energy, once you allow that highest awareness to look at it with you, what happens is that you go from the direction on your highest awareness, not on your ego little self. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so. So you go there, and then once you've got to that state, maybe you'll have a conversation, maybe you won't. You just have to sort of see what happens, see what feels right at that time.
And what's really wonderful about it is that the more that you do it, it's so cool. The more that you do this, the more it's like they're just being themselves and doing what they're doing. And it literally has no trigger on you at all. And that to me is when somebody can do something and it does not trigger me anymore, that is where my ultimate freedom is. That's it. That's your ultimate freedom. You're just being you. You're hurt. You're upset. I remember I was in the parking lot at Publix the other day, and this woman she called me a bitch. I said nothing to her. I was just putting my groceries in the car. She called me a bitch. And I just kind of glanced up at her and, you know, and she said, yeah, that's right. I called you, you know, and she just called me a name. And initially I wanted to like kind of get up in her face. And I just said, and I just allowed all that energy to come up. And I just asked for that highest awareness. Please look at this with me. And then I realized, and then she started talking to herself. She's walking away and there was no ear pods in her ears or nothing. And I saw that she was talking to herself. And then the other day I saw her getting off of the bus. I was driving to my kid's school and I saw the same woman getting off the bus. She was carrying a lot of stuff like a homeless person does. And I realized she has her own inner torment. And had I have said something to her, had I've gotten into it with her, I would have just basically have been taking somebody who is already in so much pain and not only entangling myself and carrying it with me, I would have made her situation even more worse. Whereas, you know what? I saw her getting off the bus. I saw basically her whole wardrobe on her back because obviously she looks like she's homeless. And I'm like, you know what? I send this woman love. And as I send her love, you know what comes back to me? As I give, I shall receive. And as I give, I shall receive tenfold. So I'd rather hold freedom and love and peace and my awareness, because that is what I'd rather experience if I have to live in this world at this point. I'd rather experience that than anything else. And why not abundance while I'm at it? Instead of seeing somebody who's doing really well and being upset about it, I'd rather hold, you know what? I celebrate their abundance. I celebrate it so much to the point that I feel it as if it's happening to me as well. As I give, I shall receive. Pretty cool stuff, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's your mind. So you might as well have fun with it while you're here. Absolutely. So let's just do a very short meditation to end the class. And so I want you all to just close your eyes for a second and just allow yourselves to relax. And as you're allowing yourself to relax, focusing on the third eye point, focusing in on that blue black space in front of your third eye point. And just let's inhale on a count of 1, 2, 3, 4. And let's hold it 1, 2, 3, 4. And releasing very slowly through the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And let's inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. And pausing. 1, 2, 3, 4. And just a slow exhale through the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And we're going to inhale one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale very slowly throughout the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now breathing normally, focusing in on that blue black space in front of your third eye point. And just knowing that this is where your true awareness lies. And quiet. untouched by anything or anyone in this outside world. Quiet and peaceful, like hearing the sound of the ocean, a calmness, a gentleness, a trust that when the ego is frantically running around trying to defend, this space is very quiet, sitting and just waiting for you to put your attention on that. The space has all of your needs met, all of your answers that you need to have answered, and offers you nothing but quietness. This space is connected to all that is, all that ever will be, all of creation. And the space will deliver to you what you want, when you need it, at the most appropriate time. This space takes nothing personal. And it allows things to be exactly as it is. It is connected to who you truly are, allowing yourself to quiet the mind and just sit in that space, knowing that all is well. Taking in a deep breath and bringing yourself back to your awareness. And just knowing that if any upset comes into your mind, all you have to do is be aware of it, allow it to surface, and invite that highest part of your awareness to look at it with you.
Thanks for listening to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. She will be back next week with another great show.